Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
In 2009, news headlines were touting that gold would continue to hit new highs, and it did. Over the years that followed, it appreciated from around $1,000 an ounce in 2009 to the dizzying heights of around $1,900 an ounce in September 2011, and this equated to a growth of around 85%. Amazing. However, it was after the peak, when gold began its decline, that a lot of investors bought gold. Gold bars and coins were particularly popular. And unfortunately, this poor timing on the part of the uneducated investor is pretty typical of what occurs. To understand the reality of any market, you need to know some simple truths. Let me explain. First, let's put gold under the microscope as an investment. A number of years ago, Dale Gillam, who's the chief analyst here at Wealth Within, gave me a simple investment philosophy. He said the best kind of investment provides the opportunity to generate income and capital growth. And if you're not getting both of these, then someone else is. This is one of the reasons why the best investment vehicles are property and shares. And with this information, I began to build my wealth. Whilst a lot of people like gold, investing in the precious metal doesn't really fit my investment test. Think about it this way. Gold is always seen as a defensive asset, and if you try to use gold for this reason to diversify your portfolio, essentially you've elected to buy and hold gold. This means your capital will be exposed to the dramatic fluctuations in the marketplace, and you don't have the buffer of being able to earn income while you hold it. Now, whilst this is not an issue if the value of gold is rising, what if your strategy for defense becomes the weakest link in your portfolio as it falls? A defensive approach can work provided you have the knowledge to act when the conditions change. However, the reality is that most investors may be able to buy, but don't know how or when to sell. Gold, like other investments, is cyclical in nature, and therefore at times will be high risk to hold. So trying to diversify without understanding this or how a market works means you're likely to be no better off in the long run. One of the keys to understanding when to buy and when to sell an investment traded on the open market is knowing what is occurring when prices go from low to high and then high to low. Now, it sounds simple, and it is, yet so many people overlook how powerful knowing this can be. You'll already know that market prices, including gold, run on fear and greed. Having done years of research into investments myself, I found plenty of evidence to show how history repeats and the masses continue to be driven by their emotions, not logic, when making investment decisions. This makes it so much easier for those in the know to read the market and ensures the cycle repeats. The idea of owning a piece of gold may be attractive to some investors. However, even gold can be high risk without an understanding of what occurs in the marketplace. The next time you consider buying into an investment, consider where it might be in the overall cycle. By simply understanding the bigger picture of a market cycle, you'll be ahead of 95% of investors when it comes to picking the most opportune points in time to enter and exit an investment. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.